serving the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go to the Word this morning on dreams. Wow, sort of spooky. I didn't sleep too good last night. I got a bad back. Y'all know that. That happens sometimes, keeps you awake. That's typical with people who have stuff that's sort of a chronic situation. And then for preachers, Saturday nights are always rough. It's just the way it is. And so last night, slept a while, then woke up. I'm awake. And when I wake up, I like, let's go do something. You know, but anyway. But then I finally, you know how you do? You wake up and you're awake for a while, but then you go back to sleep like an hour before you're supposed to get up. And you like you could sleep all day then. So I did that, and I'm a dreamer, so that last hour, dream after dream after dream after dream after dream. And I thought about them this morning when I got up because I knew I was going to talk about dreaming. Did they really mean anything? Probably not. Sort of a replay of things this week, you know, things I went through this week or statements that somebody said to me this week or, you know, something I saw on a show this week. A lot of stuff like just jumbled like that. So we talked about it last week, dreams. Every time you have a dream, don't just jump up and say, Jesus said something. No, it's probably the pizza. It's probably a show that you saw on TV. Could be a traumatic event that you've been through in your life, like the murder of my mom. I've had many times where that is a reoccurring theme in my mind. You know, it's not just the way it played out sometimes. I don't want to be too graphic, but sometimes I'm the one getting shot or, you know, things are just jumbled, you know. But I think I just want to say the Lord has, though. I've had opportunities, though, to have dreams. Let's just take the one about my mom, dreams about my mom, where I've been able to see mom in heaven in my dream. Well, that brought comfort to me. You understand? So we shouldn't be too quick to discount dreams entirely. Just be careful to always let the Word of God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Say. And that man, every man means you too, okay? If we think we heard something, saw something, it contradicts the Word of God, let God be true and every man a liar. You hearing me today? Okay? So, without getting back into all the groundwork we laid about dreams, we're going to go ahead now and continue on in this little talk today on dreams from the Scriptures. Dreams, what are they? They're a succession of images that appear in our periodic state of unconscious rest or when we're sleeping. Okay, so that shouldn't be too much on any of us there. Some dreams in the Bible. Okay, we looked at this one last time. Now, we laid a lot of groundwork before. Remember in the Old Testament, we saw, I think it was Ezekiel for sure, and I think it was Jeremiah. Both of them gave warnings to people that say they've had dreams and they talk about their dreams, yet it contradicts God's Word or what God says. These two prophets tell us these dreams, these dreamers are not of God. So we need to be very careful. So we talked about that a lot last time. Now let's go with some dreams in the Bible. We did this one very quickly. Jacob had a dream. Without replaying the whole thing, Raj, we see that his dream was a confirmation of the Abrahamic covenant. Okay? And God changed his name to Israel and let him know that, you know, the things that he had promised to his father and his forefathers was going to come true. It was going to come to pass. And God was actually going to use him. But he spoke to Jacob in his dream, and it was a dream of confirmation. What else do we have, Raj? Okay? And through Jacob's dream, he received peace. Peace about the coming things that was going to come in his future. God was going to keep his promise. And without replaying everything we did last time on Jacob, I'd just like to say, probably most of the dreams that I have had have been in this department right here. Okay? It's dreams of confirmation or a dream that has, it could even be scripture or something that comes in a dream where it just brings me peace. Say the word peace. Peace. One more time. Peace. It brings me peace. And these are just dreams I'm showing from the Scriptures this time. They're just from the Bible. I think a lot of times that when God does speak to us, if He speaks to us when we're conscious, can He speak to us when we're unconscious? The truth is, yes, He can. That's why I think it's wise to eat up the Word, to put the Word of God in you is great. A lot of people get up in the morning, I need to read the Word in the morning. Hey, I agree with that. How about read the Word before you go to bed? Put something in your head instead of the latest news and the latest show and the latest this and the latest that. If nothing else, think on Scripture. I do that whether I read the Bible before I go to bed every night or not. I can still, when I'm laying there, before I even go to sleep, I can get myself in a, especially if I'm awake having trouble sleeping, I can quote some Scripture in my mind. That's why if you don't have anything for God to work with, you're in pretty bad shape. You listening or not? Okay, so confirmation, peace. I'll tell you how I got peace in a couple of dreams. I'm not going to go crazy on you today, but I am going to share a couple with you, I think. Years ago, I was in another ministry, and I loved the ministry I had. I served with my father-in-law, who's now in heaven. And he was a great pastor. I loved him with all my heart. How many remember Pastor Metz? Can I see your hand? So a lot in the audience. And you would agree with me what I just said, right? Man of God, we loved him, right? Praise God. Well, anyway, like there happens to be at churches, but I'm fortunate I haven't had the struggles here that I had that the ministry had over there. It just happens in life. Some people can be mean to you. All right? Say. Especially when you're a pastor, you can deal with some folks sometimes that are a little bit of a pain. Okay? And I've been blessed here at Fellowship. I'm being honest with you. But and in churches can also be very political. Say the word political. Political. That's why at Fellowship we try not to have any politics and mess here. We serve the Lord. If you want to serve, serve. If you want to give, give. If you don't, don't. How about that? Say. If you want to come, come. If you don't want to come, don't come. Keep everything, you know, just pure. Can we try to do that? Say. Your motives, my motives. But anyway, anytime you have a political structure, though, it can get a little ugly sometimes. And that happened. And it was just some meanness. And it was things even after I'd left and, you know, and I'd loved that minister and loved the pastor. Now he had passed away. I keep getting on the carpet. Sorry, Raj. I got you, buddy. But anyway, here's what happened in my dreams. Hang in here with me. Probably a year later, I was still struggling with some of these mean people. You ever struggle with mean people? Say. After it's over, do you still struggle with them sometimes? Say. Oh, yeah. Sure. And you don't even know you're doing it. It can just be in your subconscious. Something can happen and bring up an event again that happened. You know how that happens? Yes or no? I'm talking about just life. Well, here I am, still struggling. So I have a dream one night. And it wasn't just the right situation, but one of these people, totally different scenario, in that dream, apologized to me. In my dream. Well, about a week later, 2 weeks later, different person, different scenario, same result, they apologized to me. It happened several times. And you might think I'm goofy. I don't care. I'm just telling you the truth. And so, even though they weren't apologizing for the thing that they did, it didn't matter. The point was I got an apology from them in my dreams. So how did the Lord speak to me? Here's what the Lord confirmed to me. He gave me confirmation. He gave me peace. And this is what the Lord spoke to my heart after I started thinking about that. It was crazy. That never happened before like that. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, Gary Clark, get on with your life. Get on with your life. Let that mess go. Amen. Say. Does that sound like something God would say, yes or no? Sure. Let that mess go. And he also told me this. If you ever expect an apology from those people, it's in your dreams. It's okay. Guys, why do we have to have an apology anyway? Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Get on with your life. Okay? Now, that was just a confirmation. And did that ever bring me peace? It brought me peace, but it also brought me some laughter. Amen? So that was just a little example. Let's go with another dream in the Bible. Joseph. Of course, Joseph was mistreated by his brothers, big time, sold into slavery. His whole life became a, you know, just a life of prison struggle. God did elevate him again later on. Let's read about this dream. And Joseph did what? Dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him more because of that dream. And he said unto them, here I pray you, this dream which I've dreamed, before they ever sold him into slavery. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance, or sort of worshipped my sheaf. You think your brothers are going to appreciate that dream, yes or no? And his brethren said to him, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? Is that what you're telling us, little brother? And they hated him what? Even more for his dreams and for his what? For telling us your dreams. We don't want to hear it, okay? And he dreamed yet another dream, and he told it to his brother, and he said, behold, I've dreamed a dream more, and behold, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. Now mom and dad's getting in on this worship thing. And he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said unto him, what is this dream that you've dreamed? Shall I and your mother and your brothers indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee, to the earth? Is that what you're telling us? And his brethren did what? Envied him, but his father... Yeah. See, his father had had a dream, hadn't he? And had confirmed the Abrahamic covenant and everything, you know, from God. So... even though it was a little goofy, and I don't think he probably should have told it to his brothers like that, his daddy's saying, he didn't just discount it. He observed the saying. So, what was that dream all about without getting into the whole story of Joseph? That was a dream that I call destination. Joseph had a dream about something that was going to happen in the future. He had a dream about his life, that his life, you know, he didn't totally understand what his dream was, but certainly in his mind, he was going to be a place in a place of authority or something where he had been lifted up in his life. Okay, so a destination or a predetermined course or event, this is Joseph's dream. And so Joseph lived his life, went through all the struggles of life, and towards the end of his life, Joseph had been elevated to a place of authority after so many odds of even being at this place. He was lifted up to a place of authority, about second in command of Egypt, which was pretty near ruling the world. And famine is all over the place, and he's in a place to preserve humanity, basically. To save people alive. And Joseph... his brothers come to him now. They'd starve to death if it hadn't have been for him doing what he did and where he was at this place in his life. And also that would have meant that the nation of Israel wouldn't come to fruition, come to pass. The Abrahamic covenant would be void, null and void. So God had a plan. All this was working together. Joseph said unto his brothers, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And Joseph said, say it with me, I am your brother, whom you what? See, they didn't know this. And I can't get in that whole story. Read it sometime. It'll be incredible for you. Now, therefore, be not grieved or angry with yourself. I'm not going to kill you, even though you deserve it. That you sold me, for God did what? Send me before you to do what? God did send me before you to preserve life. That's what that dream was all about. It was a dream of destination. That dream that I had when I was a kid was God. I didn't understand it then, but God was sending me before you to preserve. It wasn't about you worshiping me. It was about me being in a place of authority and leadership to preserve you. But as for you, you thought it what? But God meant it for what? Good. To bring to pass, as it is this day, say that last line with me, to save much people alive. So, Joseph had a dream of destination. I hope I'm not boring you to tears here. Okay? Dreams can be of confirmation. Most dreams, I believe it still, are pizza, it's a bad movie, it's a replay of events in your life, and things like that. You need to spend a lot more time in the Word than you do trying to dream at night. Okay? All right? So confirmation and brings peace. And then this one is a dream of destination or perhaps giving you encouragement about your future. about the fact that you have purpose in your life. And not everybody dreams, but I tell you guys, I've had dreams like this as well. And this particular dream gives what? Hope. Hope. I'm going to tell you another dream I had. Are y'all all right? Say. Here's another crazy dream. And Pastor Lindo's back there going, oh no, don't do it. Anyway, I'm not saying these dreams are the gospel. I'm just trying to give you an example. I mentioned Pastor Metz earlier, who Dr. Lindo served, and I served with him for years in developing the radio ministry, the radio station that we have today. And we spent a lot of time together with him, didn't we, preacher? He meant a lot to me. He taught me how to preach. He taught me my love for the Word. He was a father I never had. And when he died suddenly. And I was left what to do. And time passed and we started Fellowship Church. And I still loved him. And one night I had a dream. About a year later, year and a half later, after we started fellowship, I had a dream. And it was a dream of Pastor Metz in his white caprice. How many remember that white caprice he had? Okay? Now this is going back. He's been passed for many, many years now. And his white caprice was here at the stoplight at the Dairy Queen, which ain't the Dairy Queen now. It ought to be. Wish somebody have a dream about that. Okay? But anyway, yeah. Jeez. But anyway, he's at the stoplight, and there's another man in the car with him, and Pastor, I believe it was Dr. Riley, his good buddy, the preacher that he loved. And they're at the stoplight. I don't think I've ever said this to publicly. And Pastor Metz, in the dream, looks at Dr. Riley and says, "That's where they meet." And he pointed to this building. And the dream continued. I'm out loving on people, hugging necks like I do. And there's a crowd out there in the foyer. And I'm back there at those doors just on the inside where I can still see people coming in. And I see Pastor Metz come in George's door to the right. Because George loved preacher. Walked in that door and I saw him at the back and I went, "Hey preacher! Hey! Hey!" And I ran over to him and I said, "You preach today." And he looked at me and said, "No, this is your church." End of the dream. Not only did that bring confirmation and peace in my heart, but it also helped me with early ministry here, starting fellowship, and just to know, I think that was the Lord helping me. Do you hear me or not? And that's not a bragging thing, and I don't think dreams should be bragging things. They should humble us if the Lord ever speaks to us. Amen? Say. Okay. So that to me brought me a lot of hope. Amen? Okay? Let's look at another one. And I'm not going to do this all morning, okay? Most of it's over, okay? Here we go. You're like, oh, we made it through. I feel like I'm on a TV show. Here we go. Some other dreams in the Bible. Solomon. Let's look at this one. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a what? Dream, by night. And God said, "Ask what I shall give you." Was this a dream? Yes. And Solomon said in his what? Dream. "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before you in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee, and you have kept him with this great kindness, and you've given him a son to sit on the throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord," watch it, "my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child, and I don't know how to go out or to come in.
And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which you've chosen, a great people which can't be numbered because of how many there are. So here's what I want. Give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I might discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this so great of a people? And the speech did what to the Lord? Now, was this a dream? Yes, it was a dream. But Solomon's speech inside this dream pleased the Lord, that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because you've asked this thing, and you've not asked for yourself long life, neither have you asked for riches for yourself, nor have you asked for the life of your enemies, but you've asked for yourself understanding how to discern judgment. Behold, I've done according to your words. Lo, I've given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like you. That was his dream. Did you get that? Yes or no? So inside of his dream, there's this communication with God and Solomon. But did God know Solomon's heart? Sure he did. He knew Solomon's heart. Even though this is a dream, God knew Solomon's heart. And so somehow in his sleep, inside the dream, something's happening. Look. Supplication. Say that word with me. So we've seen confirmation. We've seen, what was the second one? Destination. And now we're seeing supplication. A dream can be a dream of supplication for God to provide or fill a need in your life. In our sleep, it is possible for God to speak to us in our sleep, for us to have some kind of prayer to God in our sleep, to talk to God in our sleep. I know it sounds crazy. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. There it is right there on the screen. And I've done this. Not everybody does. I don't know why everybody doesn't do stuff. I don't know. We'll ask God one day and He'll figure it out. He'll tell us things, okay? But all I can say is this is a reality to where Solomon was asleep, God's speaking to him, He's talking to him, and Solomon is communicating with God and asking Him for what he really needs to rule this nation. And so, what happened? And so God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart even as the sand that is on the shore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the what? Children of the east country, and all the wisdom of where? Egypt. And so, and there came of all the people to hear the wisdom from Solomon, from kings all over the earth which had heard of his wisdom. Here's the word, prayer. Say that word with me. Can dreams be a form of prayer? They can be. Are they always? No. It's mostly the pizza. Replay of events, movies can be crazy stuff. Do you see the importance maybe of getting in the Word? Say. You see the importance of maybe now even more an important time for you before you go to bed or when you're laying on your bed at night to pray before you ever go to sleep. Not to get God to do this, but to at least give Him the opportunity to speak and you to be able to listen maybe. You hear me or not? I know it's a little goofy, but hey. That's what the series is called, Unusual Faith Occurrences. That's why it's a little goofy. All right, let's look at one last one. Here we go. Nebuchadnezzar. Wow, that's a critter, ain't it? Nebuchadnezzar was king. Nebuchadnezzar became full of himself. Let's just read the scripture. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house. I was flourishing in my what? Palace. And I saw a what? A what? A dream that made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head did what? How many ever had dreams like that? You got scared to death. Scared, trouble dreams. Right there. There you go. Thus were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. We got to fly. The tree grew, was strong. The height thereof reached unto heaven. The sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, the fruit thereof much. It was meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under this big tree. The fowls of heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and the flesh was fed of it. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud, and he said, cut down the tree, cut off his branches, shake off his leaves, scatter the fruit, let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from out of the branches. Not a good thing for that tree. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass and the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let this portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from what? Man's, and let it be a what? Beast heart be given unto him, and let seven times or 7 years perhaps pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones to know the intent that the living may know. That the Most High rules. Say that with me. The Most High what? One more time. That the Most High. Now this dream, at the end of this dream, this was the intent. This was the intent of this dream. That the Most High does what? Rules. Does the tree rule? Say. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever He will and sets up over it the basis of men. Now, flying. Confirmation. What was the next one? Destination. Supplication. And now this big old word, magnification. Dreams sometimes are dreams like this, magnification of God's greatness. You might have a dream to where God is just high and lifted up. He is great. And to show you how great He is and how puny you are. Or how great He is so that you can have confidence in Him and not in yourself. Do you hear me? Yes or no? Be careful if you ever have a dream to not ever get proud, arrogant. Do you think God wants to be the one that's great? Yes or no? We're to be humble. Learn of me, Jesus said, I'm meek and lowly of heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. So, that's what happened in this dream. Keep looking. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee, that's a tough word, Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is what? Departed from you. And they shall drive you from men. Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you to eat grass like an ox. And 7 times or 7 years shall pass over you until you know. Say that with me. Until you what? Know. Until you what? Know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and He'll give it to whosoever He wants to. Okay? So, what is it, Raj? Click it. I'm sorry. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men. He did eat grass like an ox. His body was wet with dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown out like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. Wow. That's a scary dream. Amen? And it happened. Here's what I put down for this one. God will speak to us sometimes in our dreams or give us a dream of magnification to show that how big He is, how magnificent He is, how glorious He is, how small we are, so that we can do this. Praise Him. Did you hear me today? Do you see how none of these dreams are like you getting rich quick or nothing? Do you see that? Say, none of these dreams are about you bragging or not. You see that? Yes or no? No. God has a purpose for us on this planet to love people, to reach out to people, to share the gospel with people. That's God's plan for our life. Does He sometimes speak to us in dreams? I believe He does. But His purpose doesn't change. It's never about us. It's about Him. And it's about the mission to reach people that He's called us to. Do y'all understand that? So, are dreams done yet? No, I don't think so. We're out of time, Rods. We've got to fly. Are dreams done yet? No, I think dreams still happen. I have them. By the way, peace, hope, prayer, and praise really work great also when you're what? Awake. Yeah. That's when they really work. Amen? Come on. Instead of trying to worry about the dreams all the time. Also, Is that it? We're going to end. We had lots of scripture at the end. If you want to go and check online, you can check out this message. And you can see all the other scriptures that we had to sort of prove and to make some of the points that we couldn't make in the service today. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for a crazy message today. Amen. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.